Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Chav Zayin in Maseches Yuma. Today's daf is going to continue. We're going to pick up on the bottom of Chav Vav Lamed Beis with a Mishnah that's going to continue discussing the different amounts of Kohanim bringing the different parts of different animals to the Mizbeach. Our Mishnah will discuss the amount of Kohanim necessary to bring an ayal to the Mizbeach, an ayal of a Korban Ola. Then our Gemara will discuss the halachos of Hefshet and Ituach on the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis being done by a Zar. Our Gemara will come back to the idea on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph that Shechita Bezar is kosher, that Shechita can be done by someone who is not a Kohen. However, the Gemara will contrast this to Kabbalah, that even though the Kabbalah Sadam is not Ma'akev in the Kapara, nevertheless it's possible if it's done by a zar. The Gemara then will discuss also halachos of holacha, of taking the karbon and the eitzim to the mizbeach. The Gemara then will give us halachos in regards to the ma'aracha, the wood on the mizbeach hachitzon, and the halacha according to Rabbi Yochanan that a zar that is mesader the ma'aracha is chayiv misa, and what should be done if chas v'chalila a zar was Mesader the Ma'aracha. And the daf will continue with more halachos in regards to a zar doing avodos that are not appropriate for him to do. Let's begin Be'ezer Hashem Chav Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the bottom. Ayil krav ba'achad asar. The ram was brought to the Mizbeach by 11 different Kohanim. How do we get to 11? The Mishnah spells out, Habasar b'chamisha. Like in regards to the Talmud, Rashi points out, there are five different Kohanim that carry different parts of the Basar. Hakirbayim v'hasoles v'hayayin b'shnayim shnayim. The innards and the Karban Mincha and the Yayin are brought by two Kohanim apiece. 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 6 plus 5 is 11. Par, if we're talking about no longer the Isle of an Ola, but a par of an Ola, so then, krev be'esrim v'arba. There are 24 Kohanim. Harosh v'aregel. You also have the head and the feet. Harosh b'shnayim. Excuse me, harosh be'echad v'aregel b'shnayim. The head is brought by one and the foot by two. Ha'oketz, the tail, v'aregel b'shnayim. The oketz is also with two. V'aregel b'shnayim. And the regel is also with two. We mentioned regel twice because one is the achoris hayimonis and the other is the achoris haspolis, the back leg, the right side, and the left side. Hachazeh, the chest area. Vahagera, and the neck. Hachazeh be'echod, the breast is brought by one. Vahagera b'shlosha, and three for the neck. Shtei yodayim, the two front legs. Bishnayim, by two kohanim. Ushtei defanos, and the two sides of the stomach. Bishnayim, by another two. Hakirbayim, the innards, vasolos vayayin, bishlosha, shlosha. Each one of them has three carry them. The reason why the par has more carrying the solas than the ayol is because it is more than the amount that is brought with the ayol. If I'm not mistaken, with the ayol, there is a shlishis ahin that's brought, in contrast to when it comes to the par. So there it is, a half a hin. The Mefarshim still find that there is a little bit of inconsistency when compared to the kevesh that was mentioned. The Mishnah continues, Bamedvarim Amurim, four lines from the bottom. When do we have this breakdown of people who are carrying it? Bekarbonos Tzibur. We're only talking about karbonos of the tzivva. A karbon yachid, but if we're talking about a karbon of an individual, there all of the rules change. Imratza lahakriv, if there's one kohen who the Baal HaBayis chooses, who wants to be makriv, then he could be makriv everything, and there's no need for the asiyas hapayis. Hefshetam v'nituchan shel elu ve'elu. Shavin. When it comes to the skinning, as well as the cutting up of the animal, then there's no difference between a karbon yachid and a karbon tzibur. They are the same, Rashi adds, and means it's the same that they're both kosher bizarre. The Gemara continues three lines of Chav Vav Amud Beis. Tana, we learned, Hefshetan v'nituchan shavim bizarre. that the skinning and the cutting is the same thing with both a zar and a kohen. It could be done by a zar. Amar Chizkiya, minayin lehefshet v'nituach sheshava bizar. What's the source for this halacha at the end of the Mishnah we just learned? Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'nosnu bnei Aaron ha-kohen eish al mizbech. The pasuk says that the sons of Aaron will put a fire in the mizbech. Nesinas eish boi kuhuna. The putting of the fire in the mizbech requires kohanim. Hefshet v'nituach lo boi kuhuna. But the skinning of the animal doesn't require the kuhuna, because the Torah goes out of its way to say, Eish al mizbeach. Hai mi boi le legufe. Says the Gemara, maybe on the tapach of Zayin Amin Alf, that you can't make a mediuk. The pasuk is not coming to say that Aaron and the Kohanim are supposed to put the Eish al mizbeach to tell you that there isn't a requirement that they do the Hefshet v'nituach. It's just telling you that there's a requirement for the Kohanim, but not to come to be memayit for the Hefshet and the nituach. Rav Simi quotes that Abaye was explaining to his son the pshat in what Chizkiya had said. V'shachat, the Torah Kedoshah says that the shechita bizar k'sheira is kosher bizar. But immediately we need to explain, says Abaye. V'chime ayin basa, where do we see in the words of the pasuk? What's the whole pasuk? It says in Vayikra Aleph, V'shachat es ben abaka lefnei Hashem. Where do you see that the shechita is going to be kosher bizar? Shenemar, because the pasuk goes on to say, V'ato uvanecha itcha tishmiru es kunaschem. The pasuk says that there's a responsibility for the Kohanim to guard the kuhuna. And shomei ani afilu shechita. I would have thought that the Kohanim was also the shechita. Talmud loymar, V'shachat es ben abaka lefnei Hashem. V'ikrivo b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es hadam. That the Torah goes out of its way, says v'shachat, and then it says v'ikrivo b'nei Aaron. From the pasuk v'ato v'necha, we know that the whole avoda is supposed to be done by the Kohanim. So then why does it say again v'ikrivo b'nei Aaron? Must be that's coming to tell you that the v'shachat does not have to be done by b'nei Aaron. An important Gemara on Chav Zayin Amin Aleph and Yuma, the Makar for shechita to be kosher bizar. Mikabala ve'elach mitzvah kuhuna. The mitzvah of the kuhuna starts only from the catching of the blood and afterwards. And we could see this more from the development of the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'samach yado, that the Baal HaBayis is supposed to be somech yado al Rosh HaOlah. And then it says, v'shachat as ben abokar b'fnei Hashem. Then it says, v'shchita, which follows immediately after the smicha, and that seems to indicate that just like smicha's kosher bizar, so too the shechita. Limit al shechita shekshera bizar. Now this is the drasha and the source for shechita kshera bizar. Now Abaye continues analyzing based on this drasha, and with this he'll explain the halacha of Chizkiya that we had on the bottom of Chavava Mebeis, that hefshet and nituach is kosher bizar. Analyzes Abaye. Michti. Mi kabbalah eilach mitzvahs kuhuna. We see that the mitzvah of kuhuna starts only from the kabbalah. V'nasnu b'nei Aaron lamli. So why does the Torah say, V'nasnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen eish ala mizbeach? We already know that the everything from kabbalah and on is from the b'nei Aaron. L'miyute, it must be coming to preclude something that immediately is mentioned before it. Just like, similar to the idea that we had said, V'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es adam, means to tell us that what's before is done by Yisrael, Azar as well, so too, in regards to the Hefshet and the Nituach. Since the Torah says, V'nasnu b'nei Aaron, that the b'nei Aaron are supposed to put the Eish, is mashmat, something that's described before, does not have to be done by the b'nei Aaron. L'miyute Hefshet v'nituach. Says the Gemara, V'akati Yitzruch. Maybe I need the pasuk of Nesinas Ha'esh Al Mizbeach from Bnei Aaron for another reason. Salkadai Techamina, I would have thought Kivin Delav Avoda De Ma'akva Kapara, since it's not an Avoda that holds back from a Kapara. In other words, even if the Haktara would not be done on the Mizbeach at all, as long as there was a Zrika, it would be enough. Kivin Delav Avoda De Ma'akva Kapara Hi Loti Ba'i Kuna, I would think that doesn't need Kuna. Kamash Malan, it's coming to make us hear the bo'i kuhuna, that the kuhuna is necessary. So maybe in such a case, there would be no need for a kohen to put down the eish. Kamash malon the bo'i kuhuna, and the chidush of the pasuk is that you need a Kohen. But you cannot infer from this pasuk, as we had said, from Chizkiah, that the Hefshet and the Nituach is Mutar Bizar. Ella continues the Gemara, Mehacha. Maybe we'll learn out in a different way. The pasuk says, there again in Vayikra Aleph, that the Bnei Aaron do the avoda of being mesader the parts of the animal on the maracha, on the eights of the mizbeach. Michti analyzed the Gemara. We already learned from the pasuk that says, v'hikriv Bnei Aaron ha-kayinim mesadam, michti mikabola ve'elech mitzvizkuna. From that pasuk that we just mentioned, we know that the mitzvah of the avoda must be done by the Kohen from Kabbalah and on. V'aruchu lamali. So then why does the pasuk need to say that the Bnei Aaron do the aricha? L'miyute hefshet v'nituach. Because there's avoda before it, that is the hefshet v'nituach. And that's the source that it could be done by a zar. Asks the Gemara, v'ema, no, maybe the pasuk is coming to be memayit something else. L'miyute sidur shnei gizrei eitzim. That the gizrei eitzim, which are put onto the ma'aracha, could be done by a zar. Says Gemara, no. Mistabra, it's logical. Divcha, of course, Dalet and Zayin is interchangeable. Zivcha de kavaseh mimayit. Something that deals with the zevach itself. The pasuk was talking about dealing with the zevach, and it's going to exclude something else that deals with the zevach. What's it excluding? It's excluding the hefshet and the nituach. But the sidur gizire eitzim doesn't deal with the zevach itself. Says the Gemara, no, that's not such a good rebuttal. Adarabba, Sidur de Kavasemimite. Well, maybe it's coming to talk about the exact same subject of being Mesadr the Mizbeach, even though we're not talking about dealing with the carbon. Says the Gemara, Lo Sakadaitach. It's not talking about Sidur de Kavasei to be Mait the Shnei Gizri Yetzim, the Amar Mar, because we learned. A Braisa, the Pasuk says, Vihikriv Akoin es Hakola Mizbeach, HaMizbecha. That Aaron is supposed to bring everything on the Mizbeach. Zo halachas Evarim lekevesh, that the Kohanim are supposed to bring the Evarim up the ramp. Halachas Evarim lekevesh, who? By Kahuna. The Kohanim taking the Evarim up the ramp requires a Kahuna. Halachas Eitzim lo by Kahuna. But the taking of the wood does not require the Kahuna. In contrast, that's in regards to Halachas HaEitzim, which does not require the Kohen. Hasidur shnei gizirei eitzim boi kahuna, but the sidur shnei gizirei eitzim does need the kuna. So then, what is va'archu coming to exclude? Va'archu lama l'miyute hefshit v'nituach. It's coming to exclude the hefshit v'nituach. It's coming to be memayit hefshit v'nituach. But now the Gemara asks Akasha, ela v'hikter akoyin es hakol l'may os. As we mentioned, the Grot takes out the words ve'im hachinami l'gufei. The Gemara asks, so then what is V'hikter HaKoyin Es HaKol coming to teach us? In other words, when it comes to Kabbalas HaTam, we need a Pasuk. Nesina Se'esh, we need a Pasuk. Arichas Nesachim, we need a Pasuk. Halachas Eivarim, we need a Pasuk. And V'Archu is coming to exclude Hefshet V'nituach that could be done by Azar. So now the Gemara asks, V'hikter HaKoyin Es HaKol, what's that coming for? And so the Gemara, therefore, explains the drasha differently and uses another makar to be memayit hefshet v'nituach. So the Gemara says like this. In its question, we asked, El v'hikter es hakon l'may asa, answers the Gemara, l'miyute hefshet v'nituach. That's coming to preclude hefshet v'nituach, that it could be done even by Yisrael. V'hikri v'akon es hakon mizbecha, zo halacha sevarim l'kevesh. That's telling us that the Kohen brings the Evarim to a ramp. And it has to be done by the Kohanim. Asks the Gemara, Halechas Arach Evarim Lekevesh, Hu Debai Kuna, Halechas Eitzim Lo Bai Kuna? What does it seem to be teaching us? That Halechas Evarim requires the Kuna, but the taking of the wood doesn't require Kuna? Hasidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim Bai Kuna? But didn't we learn that Shnei Gzirei Eitzim does need the Kuhuna? And that would be an appropriate diuk, to say that Halechas Eitzim does not, but Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim does. Vinasnu, and then the pasuk Vinasnu b'nei Aaron akonin al esh hamizbeach legufei is teaching us the gufa inyan, that even avoda that's not makeves bekapara needs kuhuna. Va'archu is coming to tell us something entirely different. Shnayim, that you have two kohanim, b'nei Aaron, shnayim, another two. Hakohanim, shnayim, that is six kohanim.
Lamadnu, and that teaches us, as we learned previously, Latlesh eton shisha, that for a tle, there are six that are needed to bring the varim to the Mizbeach.
This is how to read the Gemara according to the Gra. What happened was there was a mistake that I had made earlier because I was reading the new Girsa, but I had skipped a few lines in the Gemara. So I went back. The Gemara continues four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Kashale L'Rebbe Lazar. There was a difficulty to Rebbe Lazar, for Rebbe Lazar. Hai b'ben ha-bokar k'siv? This pasuk that you had said was teaching us just now, V'archu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim, that says that you need six kohanim, that fits in if we're talking about a tleh, as we mentioned before, as we have learned on Chavav HaMebeis. However, the pasuk V'archu b'nei Aaron is talking about a cow. Hai b'ben ha-bokar k'siv? U'ben ha-bokar esrim v'arba bo. You need 24 sach hakol people carrying the ben ha-bokar. Rav Hamnuna answers by explaining that there's another difficulty. V'nichale, and does it make sense, the pasuk alo yetzim asher aleish ha-shelem is be'ach? What is that pasuk referring to? Those words are superfluous as well. Ezeu dover shenema bo eitzim eishu mizbeach, havi omer zetle. So the pasuk ticks you off to tell you that we're talking about a different type of case because there's no need to say eitzim eish em mizbeach. It probably is talking about the tle of the carbon tamid. Hence, we could darshan the other part of the pasuk, va'archu, to be telling us the number six for the people carrying the actual tleh of the tamid. We put a big period over here, and now we get back from the drashos to discussing the halachos of a zar doing some of these avodas. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi taught in the name of Rav Yochanan, zar shesider es hamaracha chayif. If a zar set up the maracha, he's going to be chayif. Ketzer uose, what happens if a mistake was made and the zar set it up? Parka v'chozer v'sadra. Then we should have it taken apart, and have it reassembled as a maracha. Asks the Gemara, Mayahani le? But if it's reassembled by a zar, why does it help? Ella parka zar, the zar should take it apart, v'sodra kohen, and have the kohen put it together. Maskevlo Reb Zeira, v'chiyeshach avoda shekshera belailu psula bizar. Is there a problem, Reb Yochanan, to have a zar do it? You're allowed to do it at night. There's no requirement that the ma'aracha be set up in the day. If there's no requirement to be set up in the day, then it could be done at night, and then it also could be done by a zar. Tosafos Yerushalmi points out that the Gemara's havamina is not that it could be done by a zar, even if it's done at night, but rather it won't be a chiyuv of misa. Vaharei asks the Gemara, is that true, that avodat's kshera belaila, and a zar is not chayiv? Vahare evarim u'pedarim. The evarim and the pedarim, that the mitzvah is, the first Mishnah in Shas, the Mishnah we started the Daf Yomi with, in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, says the avoda is kol alayla. Nevertheless, the halacha is that it has to be done by a kohen, and in miktiru zar, then one is chayiv misa. On the Gemara in Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, one of the four avodas that's puzzled by zar is haktara. Says the Gemara, Sof Avoda the Yamamahim. We don't look at it as a night avoda, but rather we look at it as the avoda that's the end of the day. Asks the Gemara, Vare Trumas Hadeshen Tchias Avoda the Yamamahim. But the Trumas Hadeshen, that mitzvah is Belaila. And nevertheless, the Zahar is Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara answers, no, Tchias Avoda the Yamamahim. So you put the question mark, Vare Trumas Hadeshen, but Trumas Hadeshen is Belaila and Zahar is Chayiv, according to one opinion that we had on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, the opinion of Levi. The Gemara's answer is no, we don't view it as avodas laila, but chias avoda yimama. The Amar of Asim Rabbi Yochanan, because we learned in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, kiddush yada l'trumas hadeshen. If he did the kiddush yada for the trumas hadeshen, lemachar ein tzarich lekadesh shekvar kiddush mitchilas avoda. So we see that you don't need to do a new washing, a new kiddush yadav for the next day, if you already did for the Trumas Hadeshen, even though it's technically sometimes before daybreak, nevertheless, it's considered as if you began the Tchilas Avodas Hayom. Ve'la Kasha. So now we've got a Kasha. We don't find any time in Avodas HaLaila, which a Seder Ma'aracha is, is chayiv for a zar. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say on the top line in Chav Zayin Amibay, zar shesidras amarava is chayiv? El ki yitmar hachi yitmar. No, says the Gemara, this is what we were teaching. Am Rabbi Asi, am Rabbi Yochanan, zar shesidr shnei gzirei etzim, chayiv. If a zar set up two gzirei etzim, he's going to be chayiv. Hol v'avodas hayom hi, since it's avodas yom. Rav Yochanan was not talking about Zar setting up the Ma'aracha, but rather he was talking about the two Gzirei Eitzim that were put on the Mizbeach. There the Pasuk says, Beferish uvir alei ha-koyin Eitzim ba-boiker ha-ba-boiker, that it's done particularly in the morning. Asks the Gemara, Maskef lo Rava, Rava asked, El mi'ata tiboi payis, if it's one of the Seder Avodas Hayom, so then why don't we have a special lottery for the Gzirei Eitzim? So Gemara says, Ishtamitite, Rav had forgotten that that is a brisa that deals with this. Hadisani, Misha Zacha, Betrumas Hadeshin, Zacha Besidr, Ma'aracha Besidr, Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. That the brisa says that whoever won the Trumas Hadeshin also does the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. What's the assumption of the Gemara's Teretz? Lamemra, Da Avodas Yom Boi Pais, Avoda Laila Lo Boi Pais. We only ask the question in regards to the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim because Avoda Yom. Avodas Halaila the Ma'aracha, there is no Havami needs a Pais. The Ivarim and the Pradim, there was a pius for them, as we learned earlier on Chav Vav Amar Aleph. So we see there was a pius. So Gemara's answer is self avodidi imamu, that the Ivarim and the Pradim is considered connected to the previous day. But what about the Trumas Hadeshen? It's done Balaila. Taisus asks in Dibra Maskel Memra a strong question that we already said that the Trumas Hadeshen is considered Tchilas Avoda Diyamama. But that is not how our Gemara answers the question. Our Gemara answers it a different way. Mishamaisa Shahaya. The reason why you have the Trumas Hadeshen that's done with a pious, really it didn't have to be done with a pious, but because of the event that was described in the Mishnah at the beginning of our perek. L'memra says the Gemara, Da'avodas yom v'shezar chayev alea misa. What was our assumption in our above analysis? That anything's avodas yom, and a zar is chayev misa, boi pious. Then it requires pious. The lottery. Ein zar chayev alea misa, lo boi pious. That's a rule of thumb. That was the way we questioned everything up until now. Says the Gemara, is that entirely a correct approach? Vare shchita, says the Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom. Shchita she'ena. What about Shechita? Shechita was part of the pious. Nevertheless, it's kosher bizarre. So obviously our whole above analysis that the only things that require pious are those things that are pasul bizarre. That's not correct. Says the Gemara, Shani Shechita tchilas avodahi. Shechita is considered the opening parts of avodah. Even though it's kosher bizarre, it requires pious because it's the opening salvo of the carbon tamid. Amar Marzutra, Marzutra says that correct. Vitema Ravashi, some say Ravashi said this. Vanan lotanan hachi. We did not learn that the Seder Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is considered the Avodas Hayom, like the Gemara had explained Rabbi Yochanan's position, which was introduced on the top of our Amud, who said that the Zar is going to be Chayiv, according to the conclusion of our Gemara, if he did the Seder Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. We didn't learn this way. Why? Because we learned later on Chav Chesam and Aleph, Amr Lehem HaMemuna, the Muna would say, Tzurun Giyazman HaShchita, go and check if the time of Shchita has come. Why doesn't he say, V'ilu Zman Shnei Gzirei Eitzim Lo Ketani? Why doesn't he tell him to check for the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim? Because we conclude Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is part of the Avodas Hayom. Answers the Gemara, the Gzirei Eitzim could be done the night before. Hach, the lesla takanta ketani. Hach the isla takanta lo ketani. The gizrei eitzim is something that has a takana that could be done before. So therefore, the mamuna did not tell him to check imigiyazman gizrei eitzim because it was able to done the night before. However, when it comes to the shchita, we learned that the shchita has to be done already when it's light. And if the shchita was done when it was night, so then you've got a problem. You've got kachim that become pasul. In contrast to the gzirei eitzim, if it was done at night, it would be pasul, but you'd be able to remove them and set them up again. Hence, the mamuna is worried more about shchita than he is about the gzirei eitzim, even though the gzirei eitzim also is avodas hayom and pasul bizar. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Zayin in Maseches Yuma.